During this pandemic, millions of Americans, through no fault of their own, have lost the dignity and respect that comes with a job and a paycheck, Biden said in a speech to the nation on January 14. There is real pain overwhelming the real economy. Before the pandemic broke out, the national unemployment rate in February 2020 was at a low of 3.5%. In December 2020, that rate was 6.7%. Congress temporarily extended unemployment benefits, approved $600 stimulus checks, and pushed eviction protection until January 31 as part of the $900 billion relief bill passed in December. Republicans are already voicing concern about passing another stimulus package so soon. Senator John Thune of South Dakota said he was worried about the massive amount of debt we are racking up, and Senator Chuck Grassley of Ohio criticized the Biden plan as a laundry list of liberal structural economic reforms. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said her chamber's committees will be working on Biden's $1.9 trillion proposal next week. We're getting ready for a COVID package, Pelosi told reporters Thursday. As we work on these issues, we won't be back in session until the beginning of February, but we're doing our committee work. Newsweek reached out to the White House for comment on the latest unemployment data, but did not receive a response in time for publication.